Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Bernie Sanders staffers apparently roughed up a journalist.
Ruh-roh.
At the Iowa State Fair.
A woman?
It turns out, yes. Washington Examiner reporting a campaign staffer for Bernie Sanders was screamed at by a local photojournalist who was repeatedly shoved following the Vermont senator's remarks at the Iowa State Fair. Confrontation erupted after members of the campaign relentlessly pushed the local journalist to make room for Sanders as he made his way to various attractions at the fair on Sunday. The press pool erupted in chaos as Sanders left the campaign event, which was hosted by the Des Moines Register. "Do not put your hands on me. You keep pushing me," the female photographer yelled at the staffer. See that? Sanders moved quickly through the press scrum. He wanted to, I guess, ride the rides at the fair. I'm not sure. I don't know how that works exactly. So Breitbart reporting that Bernie Sanders beat up his press people. We have some audio of Bernie from over the weekend. He was in Iowa. They're all in Iowa right now. And Bernie was yelling about socialism. Take a listen.
So today we are taking on in this campaign. I'm asking you today. Yup, I need your help. In order for us to win here in Iowa, I need your help to win the Democratic nomination. I need your help to defeat the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country. The function of a president is to bring our people together, not divide us up.
I have a question. Does that bring people together, yelling at them like that at a fair? Get off the Ferris wheel! I mean, like, does that bring people together? The yelling that he does all the time.
Did he always yell like this?
No, or this is new. I mean, he did, but really now it's taken to a whole new level of yelling. You know what I mean?
You think he's getting nervous?
I do. I think he's getting nervous and cranky. The purpose of a... Hey, you! Move it! Pay attention! Get me a corn dog! He loves those corn dogs at fairs. He does. He loves those things. Terrible for him, though. I love how he's yelling, telling the president's got to bring people together and unify them as he's yelling at the crowd. It's amazing to me. Is there more of that?
We should not be having a president, and honestly, it gives me no pleasure to say this, but we cannot maintain a presidency where the president is a racist, where he is a sexist, where he is a homophobe,
a claustrophobe,
where he is a xenophobe,
agoraphobe,
where he is a religious bigot.
Ah, oh, Bernie.
Passing, he's also a pathological liar.
Oh, by the way, just throw that out there at the end.
So what our job is,
cheats of golf, though, right?
And where I need your help, is we got to win here in Iowa. We got to win the Democratic nomination. But we have got to stand together, black and white and Latino, Native American, Asian American, gay and straight, immigrant, native born. We have got to stand together around an agenda that works for all of us, not just the 1%. So brothers and sisters, will you stand with me when we take on the greed of Wall Street?
Brothers and sisters.
Will you stand with me when we tell the pharmaceutical industry that we are going to cut prescription drug prices in this country in half? Will you stand with me when we tell the private insurance industry that the function of health care is to provide quality care to all, not have a health care industry that last year made $100 billion in profit?
Is this unifying Is this unifying anyone? I'm curious. You feel unified? You coming together?
Will you stand with me to take on the healthcare industry and move
so
this country?
He's taking everybody on. He's called the president the worst things possible in the world. He's yelling about the 1%. That's the unity speech. That's Bernie's unity speech. That's bringing America together. I call this speech unity. Right? It says every possible horrible thing about the president. Then he goes on yelling about drug maker, hates them, hates the healthcare people, hates the 1%, hates this person, that person, join me, and then we'll take all those people on. But he literally started by saying, the function of a president is to bring people together. That's amazing. Bernie's unity speech in Iowa. Wow, those deep fried Oreos are getting to him, Dawn. Telling you,
he's getting a little agita.
His diet is way off right now. I'm very backed up, and yes, will you join me?
Doesn't do well.
And tell the guy who's selling those turkey drumsticks. Turkeys don't have arms, legs that big. Those things are genetically modified. He hates everybody. You notice he didn't bring women up in that whole thing? He gave a shit. Brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters.
So brothers and sisters, will you stand with me when we take on the greed of Wall Street?
See, so we're going to bring everybody together by attacking everybody in America who's not with us.
Now go enjoy some rides.
Yeah. Now, here's tickets to ride the Ferris wheel. Knock yourselves out. Amazing. 855-839-1210. What's that?
Ski ball. It's all those ski ball tickets to give away.
I have 42,000 points, and all I can get is this dumb rubber ball. Join me to take down the ski ball ticket racket. I wanted the TV. I need 42 billion tickets to get a TV. 42 billion.
Only the 1%.
Well, yeah, only the 1% can play that much skee ball. There's not enough time in a day to play that much skee ball. Join me. That's his unity. That's literally the topic. Unity. I don't think he was done yelling about people he hates, by the way. I think he had more people he was going after, but... There's always so much time, you know, in the Iowa cornfields to bring. It's like Field of Dreams, you know? Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. You listen to Bernie's speech, you go, is this heaven? No, get your head out of here. You know what? There's no heaven. There's just my socialist utopia.
If you yell it, they will come.
Yeah. There you go. Nice. If you yell it, they will come.
The brothers and sisters.
Somebody get me a corn dog stat. Oh, man. 855-839-1210. If you yell it, they will come. The Bernie Sanders Iowa Cornfield Tour. The Unity Tour.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.